It's graduation time for seniors. Many are thinking about college, but some are struggling to make it happen. Commentator Amy Alexander explains.
The other day, just as I was contemplating another commencement season, a big flat package arrived at my doorstep. Inside was a large coffee table-sized book. Its cover is a lovely black and white photograph of a young African-American woman gazing from a rooftop above New York City. The book is called I Have Risen, and it is published by the Ron Brown Scholarship Program. The woman pictured on the cover is named Carmel T. Norris, and she's one of the several dozen scholarship recipients whose essays are featured between the covers of I Have Risen. Norris, from Los Angeles, was a 1997 recipient of the Brown Scholarship, who went on to study biomedical science at Columbia University. Poring through this handsome book, I was instantly drawn into Norris's world and the worlds of all these students, all of them black, all of them at the time their essays were written, wanting desperately to attend college. The Ron Brown Scholarship Program is named after the former Commerce Secretary, who died in a plane crash in the mid-90s. For the past decade, more than 150 black high school students have received financial help attending college from the Brown Program. It is a new, low-profile scholarship program that nevertheless is making great strides in providing some young black citizens the leg up they need to improve their lives and their communities. The essays in I Have Risen are pretty much what you might expect from any college-bound student, with one significant difference. Unlike the vast majority of essays that land on the desks of college admissions officers at big universities nationwide, most of these kids delivered essays to the Ron Brown Scholarship Program that are unabashedly proud of their family struggles and filled with the language of overcoming hardship. Between the lines of these essays, it's clear that many of these black students aspire to the highest levels of achievement, despite having come from environments that often prove insurmountable for others. Consider the start of Carmela Norris's essay, quote, "A major experience in my life that has shaped my values and goals is the incarceration of a very close and dear member of my family," Norris wrote in the essay that helped win her that Brown Scholarship. She goes on to describe how her family member, quote, "under the influence of a mind-altering drug, committed a series of non-fatal crimes." That relative, Norris writes, is now serving a life sentence under the Three Strikes Law. Thus, Norris's plan upon finishing college is to, as she puts it, co-design drug rehabilitation centers for offenders whose crimes were committed while under the influence of mind-altering drugs. In that way, she continues, should the government help underwrite such rehab centers, men like her relative might be allowed to serve out their sentences for drug-related nonviolent crimes in an environment where they can actually battle and defeat their addictions. A simple idea, yes, and one that isn't likely to be politically popular anytime soon. Yet the very tenacity with which Norris and the other Brown scholars are pursuing their vision is most assuredly worth something. And as she and the other Brown recipients prepare to take on the challenges of adulthood, I believe we need their determination, their fresh thinking, and yes, their naivete. The essays in I Have Risen stop with the class of 2005. But just knowing that there are already more than 100 black strivers like Carmela Norris, brave, proud, and smart enough to have found their way to the Ron Brown Scholarship, should give us all hope during this commencement season.
Amy Alexander is an author and media critic from Silver Spring, Maryland.